In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in September we have very many feasts of Our Lady. We already saw at the start of the school year the feast of her nativity, that is her birthday, and then last Friday we had the feast of her seven sorrows. And today we have the feast of Our Lady of La Salette. La Salette is the small place in France, and over 150 years ago Our Lady appeared there to two children. Their names were Melanie, who was age 14 then, and Maximin, who was 11. And Melanie and Maximin were friends, and they were tending sheep for their employers near their home village of La Salette in French Alps. And those times in the 1800s in France were very bad, because in the previous century many people had forgotten about God and forgotten about church, and they did not follow the Ten Commandments anymore, but they did all kind of bad things. And when it was time for them to pray, for example on Sundays to go to Mass, they rather stayed home and enjoyed their spare time. And it was also that in the church of La Salette fewer and fewer people attended Mass, and very few people went to sacraments. And also bad habits were common among parishioners, like cursing, impurity and greed, and all those good things which God wants us to do, namely piety and sacrifice, they were truly very rare in that time. But Melanie, who was one of eight children, came from a poor family, and she had started to work when she was 7 years old, and she had no schooling, and she knew only bits of the catechism, and she didn't go to Mass very often and could hardly even recite the Our Father or Hail Mary. Similarly, the boy Maximin, he had very little religious education and no schooling at all. So while Melanie and Maximin, they were tending their sheep, they suddenly saw a brilliant light which was brighter than the sun. And as they approached the light, they noticed a very beautiful lady, and she was seated on a rock, and she was crying. Her face was in her hands. And this beautiful lady, she wore a headdress topped by a lucent crown with a band of roses, and she had a dress which beams of light, and slippers which were edged with roses. And around her neck hung a golden crucifix, and at one end of the cross there was a hammer, and on the other a pincher, and over her shoulders there was a heavy chain. Children saw this beautiful lady sitting on the rock and crying, and they went to her, and she spoke to them, saying that she was very sad because people in France were living such a bad life. God had given them 6 days to work and the seventh to worship God, but so many people, they did not want to go to Holy Mass on Our Lord's Day on Sunday. And so many Catholics were using very bad and even filthy language, and that was also what made her sad. And because of these bad things, God had already sent many punishments for them, like having their harvest spoiled, and if they would continue living bad life, God would have to send even more severe punishments to them. And she gave them a message that people have to stop thinking about themselves and pay good attention that they follow all the commandments which they have received from God and from His church. And then the beautiful lady asked the children, "Do you say your prayers well, my children?" But they just said that they hardly say them at all. And the beautiful lady said that it is very important to say your prayers at night and in the morning. And when you don't have time, when you have too much work to do, make sure that you at least say an Our Father and a Hail Mary. And whenever you can, say more. And she concluded her message saying that they, Melanie and Maximin, should make this message known to all the people. And then she walked away and disappeared in a bright light. The children soon understood that it was Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, who had appeared to them and told the people that they have to make change in their lives and start to follow the rules of God and rules of the Church again. And they went out and told people this message. Even the government officials began an investigation. And just like the Fatima children, Melanie and Maximin were threatened and with imprisonment and all kind of bad things if they would stick in their story. But nothing made them to give away the story or saying what anything else than what Our Lady had told them to say. And truly, after the apparition, many great miracles started to happen in La Salette. But because of the simple faith of these two children, it happened that the greatest miracle came true. People started to attend Mass faithfully and go to confession regularly, and they stopped working on Sundays, and they returned to living a good Catholic life. Dear children, Our Lady truly loves those who are simple in mind and are ready to do God's will in their lives. You should also, children, pay good attention what you are being told about your duties in home and in the Church. Our Lady truly wants you to be good Catholics, and she wants you also to show good example to other people by you living a good Catholic life. When people see you, either in school or in the church or in your home or outside your home, they should always see Jesus and Mary in you, so that you always act and speak very well following all the rules what God has told you to do. And they should see you often in prayer or thinking or speaking about religious things, and to go to church often. When they see that, you also are like God's little missionaries, like Melanie and Maximin, who tell people about the message of Our Lady. And remember also her message to you to say many prayers. If you are often very busy with schoolwork or with household duties, remember that when you don't have so much time, at least say an Our Father and a Hail Mary often. When you remind yourself that you are a Catholic who is devoted to Our Lady, she remembers you as well, and after your death, she will take you home to heaven as well, and she will be truly your protector and your benefactor and your mother as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.